live from the Rock Hard Studio in Nashville.
Play it loud.
Your station for high voltage rock and heavy metal. This is Rock Hard.
Rock Hard.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. Parker Miner over. I think he's over here. Is he over now? See, here's the problem: is I made my screen smaller, and now I can't. I don't know which. He's in here. He's in here somewhere. I don't really know. He's around here. Welcome back to the show. This is season. What is this? Season four, I believe, is what it is now. Yeah, season four.
Yep.
For some reason, somebody said, "No, let's go ahead and give them another season." That sounds like a great idea. I don't know who is going to get fired for that, but somebody will shortly. But we're going to get
a program director.
Probably the PD will get fired for that. Not my problem. That sounds like a problem for somebody else. But what we've got today is a good round of good stuff. I did not think that sentence through before I let that slip out of my lips, but it is what it is. That's how we do this show. Just here to have a great time. Parker, we do have some business now. We've got a sponsor of the show, and they have been gracious enough to help us continue do whatever chaos this is. Can you tell us a little bit about who this might be and how much they rock?
Absolutely. All right. So if you see behind me, TuneIn, Rock Hard. Hang on. There we go. It is a new rock station on TuneIn. It is the future of radio. I'm telling you. Marty. So basically,
Marty.
Oh, cheers to that. You see that? That is a Nike
yep.
Back to the Future mug. Right?
His foot actually fits in that too.
Really it cool. Actually does. And that doesn't say a lot. But anyways, Rock Hard, speaking of, match those topics together. It is such a cool project we got going on. It's going to be, it's global, but obviously it's U.S. Kind of like SiriusXM, but better because we have better sound. We have better quality audio, better availability. You can get it through the app. You can get it through Alexa. You can get it through in your car. If you have a Tesla, if you have a Rivian, if you have any electric vehicle and any new vehicle that's 2023 and newer that has TuneIn in the dash, you can get this station, which is really cool. So we started this new endeavor, and I think it's going to be very successful. We had had a good time at some shows recently, and we've got a lot of hard rock and heavy metal that we're playing on it. A radio station that's dedicated to the bands such as Stitched Up Heart and others that deserve more airplay, and that's why we're here. Yep. Eric and I, we've been working on this for a long time, and with Rock Hard and TuneIn, having the platform to do this on, it's going to be cool. So we'll have to keep you guys in the loop, but that is our presenting sponsor and partner.
That's right. Rock Hard exclusively on TuneIn. You can actually click the link. There's a link for that to get to that in our bio. The cool thing is that you don't actually need to sign up for TuneIn at all. You can actually just download the app and just listen right now for free. There are some pre-commercials on there, two or three commercials, but after that, it's commercial free. So it's good. It's a good mix, man. I've ditched all the other things that I listen to, and I pretty much only listen to that, not just because I'm a part of it, but because I enjoy the crap out of it. It to us is how radio should be. So there you go. That's what's going on. Again, click the link in our bio. Rock Hard is the name. Get used to it. It's going to be here for a while, at least another 20 minutes. So there you go. That's good stuff. Now Parker, moving along, we have a very, special couple of guests on the show today, tonight, this evening, this morning.
Yes.
I'm not sure when you're listening, when you're watching, whenever that is. We've got some good people. Now, they're no stranger to the show. They've been on the show before. We'll get into that in just a second. We have Stitched Up Heart, Mixie and Merritt. Guys, how the crap are you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's good to be back. It's good to see you guys.
Yes, very good to see you. There's a lot that has gone on. Now, listen, I did a little bit of research, meaning
I googled
it. Yeah, I put in the little Google thing.
Good job.
It works really well. It's very amazing. So if you have a chance to use it, go ahead and just Google
ChatGPT everything.
It's great. It's good stuff. It's all great. It's not going to bring AI to some sort of overlord situation at all. It's fine.
No.
It's
You can
Anyway.
copy our most recent bio off of chat from ChatGPT. Not at
Oh,
all.
nice.
Did not do that. Totally did that.
She said, don't do that. Don't
Don't do that. We
Fair
didn't
enough.
do it. We would
Awful.
never.
Fair enough. Did not happen at all. Much like this show, it's all AI. So we don't even know if we're real anymore.
We're not.
We're
We're
not.
not. I mean,
I
it is
don't
a computer.
see.
That's true.
It's all internet.
Like, we have no idea if we're real anymore. We are
We
all
don't
syndicated.
you
know. I just.
believe since the last time we did this, we went through COVID. Holy crap. And then we've came out and now we have gone into the future with AI. We have AI.
Back to the future.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It is, you know what? We are living in a really crazy world, and we have these deep conversations all the time about all of like, what is the future? And really, we were talking about this the other day. The future is already here. It's just only the people that know about what AI is going to do 5 years from now is actually happening right now, but it hasn't been released to the public yet. So it's like the future is here.
You can't say that. They're gonna find out. You can't say that. They're
I
gonna
want to
find
be
out.
part of the top tier people, the Elon Musks that know exactly what's going down. You know, he's been warning us about AI for a while. And like,
And he does it. And he does AI. He's like, calm down, everybody, calm down. It's not that great. It's great, but it's not that great. Just calm down. Okay.
I'm all about it. I mean, he talks to his computers. Like, he has.
Oh, they're my friends. Yes.
Oh, that's
His,
sweet.
if there was a robotic uprising, they would definitely like let him go and he'd be off the hook. Like he does though. I'll leave the room and he's in the studio. He's just working on stuff and he's just like, oh, okay, yeah. No, we're gonna do this. Okay, yeah, I would miss my mom over here and yeah, you know. You do it too,
Well,
you know it.
no, I do, but I have a mirror like directly in front of me, so I'm just talking to myself. That's pretty much how
No.
it works. It's same thing, just
He
I'm talking.
does do that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's normal. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. It's fine.
We're
So
safe. We're all good. We're totally mentally there.
nothing. Yeah, it's fine. COVID did nothing. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
I am not now on antidepressants because COVID, I
Not
swear.
at
That's not
all.
the
I did not start a meth lab chain in Nebraska at
case. No.
all.
I have not left the house in 3 years because I have no friends anymore except the ones that are on the computer.
That's right.
I'm still sitting in the same place.
Yeah, he hasn't left.
I haven't left.
Much like
You have,
Sting.
except you did somehow get sun in that room.
You know, I got a sunroom, one of these windows up here. So I've been sitting in, being inside for 3 years, you just get depressed. I got to let the sun in, and today it got a little much. I got a little burned.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had an asteroid fall through the ceiling, so it was a weird experience for everybody, but we're dealing with it. It's fine.
Happened to me yesterday. It's so strange.
I don't know what's going on. They just keep falling. They just keep falling. So
It's the
I don't know.
future.
Now
Future is
listen. Here,
now or is back to the future.
it's back. Is it now back to the future or is it back to the future now?
I don't know. Soon?
Now it's now.
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 It's just
Now.
now. Yeah, we're
Now.
just gonna go now.
Now.
Live in the
Okay.
moment. Now.
Well, I think I'm gonna. So the last time we had you on Mixie and Merritt, I'm sorry, you were not on the show because we weren't cool enough at the time. We've upgraded now and we're
Well,
cool enough, so we appreciate you here
he was
now.
with us in spirit.
Yeah, that's.
Well, maybe I just wasn't the cool one, and you
I
guys
don't
are
think that's
way
accurate.
out of the
I don't
stratosphere. Cool.
listen.
See, the thing is,
I
I'm the
Googled
skier, so I don't invite him anywhere, and I
him.
just, it's all about me. It's all, is it? Okay.
Actually, if I recall,
She
there was a
tunes
cat.
in. There was a
There might
what?
have been a cat or two.
Yeah,
There
yeah.
was, yeah, there were.
I have two kittens now, still. Not much has
Wow.
changed.
Yeah. Well, your dad was there too. He was hanging out,
Oh,
enjoying
that's
the show.
right.
Yeah, we had him on the show. I think
Yeah.
that's a Rockcast with Erica Parker first. I like it.
My dad was here?
Yeah.
That's right.
Now
Oh
listen, now listen. This was
wow.
season 2, episode 25. It was June 14th, 2021, is when it's literally a little over 2 years is when the last time we hung out.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot dad was here. He came and visited us and we're in California and he's in Florida. And he brought my stepmom, and they were like, okay, we're gonna come out to California, but we need two things. My stepmom wanted to get her nose pierced, And my dad wanted to get some weed.
Perfect.
And we went to the store, to the, like, what these pot stores out here are just like insane. And
they're called dispensaries, like, not pot stores.
Pot stores, you know what the kids are saying.
Gosh.
The pot, we go to the pot store with the water, you know, the walls with waterfall coming down them.
Those are pretty cool though. Those are pretty cool.
I know I'm totally changing the subject, but it was a fun time.
It is a fun subject. There is no subject to change. This is
okay. Good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, he had too many gummies that night. And he thought one gummy. Okay, I'm like, Dad, give it like 30 minutes or like maybe 45 minutes.
Was that his first time?
Not doing anything. But with like California kind.
They're different. They are
and
different.
Chewable. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, edibles.
Did your stepmom get her nose pierced?
Yes.
She did. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was a successful trip.
It was. It looks really good.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Most
okay.
accountants have their nose pierced.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be something on the resume. Hey, I have my nose pierced. Oh, you have the job. It's yours.
But yeah, clearly. Great.
Yeah. That's pretty much how we got this gig.
You can handle pain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're an accountant. I don't do numbers. I can count to about 10 before I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get a calculator. I'm good. I'm not. Deal with any of this crap. I don't have time for this.
Some people love spreadsheets.
Some people do, and I don't hang out with those people. There's that.
She likes spreadsheets as much as I like kittens. So.
Ooh. Now, maybe you should make a spreadsheet that's furry. That really sounded better in my head than I. And I released it to the wild.
Yep, we have officially checked out here.
Yep. That did not come out correctly.
Mm. Well, she would actually probably like that. She is a crazy cat.
I mean, it is what it is. That it takes all kinds, I suppose. I mean, we're
comes
here.
With Claritin.
Oh, Claritin. Hello.
Yeah. Oh. I usually call my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, I changed your name in my phone. Well, what'd you change it to? Change it to furry spreadsheet.
Ooh.
That sounds.
That's good.
I'm sure that there's a porn star out there with that name.
Ooh, you know, Eric actually used to dance under that name.
That's me. I did. It was a weird weekend. Very weird weekend.
It's not time.
But I had fun. I had fun. It was fine. I mean, I made 20.
What a moment.
I'd watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
It was pre-COVID.
I had never seen so many nose-pierced accountants in my entire life. It is what it is. So, oh, guys, it's good to have you on the show. This is why we do this. It's just fun. We enjoy just talking and being weird and hanging out. So, thank you guys for showing up and being on the other end of this interwebs, whatever camera situation and all that good stuff. To the viewers, the listeners. Now, listen, there's two different ways that we're all here. There's an audio version and there's a video version with audio.
Right.
If you're not watching the show too, well, I'm not going to call you a loser. No, you're a loser. Yeah. No, yeah. You're a loser. Because it's, what is this? It's 2023. Yeah. So, you know, get with the program or whatever.
Oh, watch out. You just offended somebody. We're going to get canceled.
Listen.
They're not watching it.
They're not watching
That's
it.
That's true. See?
They're not watching it.
Only the cool people watch it.
See?
And listen, our new demographic is nose-pierced accountants is what we're going for. So I feel
like
the more, I'm just saying, like furry spreadsheets, all that. If I talk about it more often, the algorithm will be like, oh, you want to see, and that's our new demographic. I like it.
We need to find an image that goes with that.
AI. I mean, we're circling right back to this.
That's right.
Will the AI do an image?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look for a furry spreadsheet accountant with a nose piercing.
I've only done verbiage words. I didn't know it did all that.
Barrett's probably doing it right now. He's probably on the computer right now making it happen.
Oh, he's talking to him. Yeah. He's like,
it's in his thoughts.
You don't want to know what happens in this man's thoughts, though. What is going on in your head?
That's about it. What? Yeah.
Let me see if I can figure it out. Hang on. I see it. He has the poop.
Well, I've never caught him. Okay, one time I caught him pooping.
Oh yeah.
But we won't talk about that because the bass player's not here and he's the only one likes to talk about.
Oh yeah, he loves
okay,
that.
But here, hold on though. Hold on. Since we're on the subject of poop, which somehow always comes up on this show, literally you can go look at every single show and somehow it always comes up. I don't know if we talked about this before, but I found out, and by found out, I mean I got yelled at. I did not know that it was frowned upon to poop on a tour bus with, you know, a bathroom and a toilet. I didn't know that. So me being the unknowingly person that I am, pooped on a tour bus. And they're like, why did you do that? I was like, I mean, I had to poop. We're on the road. We're not going to stop. I'm going to poop. There's a toilet right there. Right. And they're like, yeah, but you can't poop on the tour bus. I was confused. Is that a thing? Is that frowned upon then?
So Lizzie Hale told me it's the three P's: no puke, no paper, no poop.
Then why take a bus?
Well, you can pee.
Yeah.
But like, so with the paper, you just put it in a little bag. If you're a girl, you have to wipe. And if you puke, like it smells and it gets all clumpy. And then, our tour bus driver actually lives in this house with us. So he's the one that cleans out the tank.
Would be mad. Yeah.
And you can tell when somebody has gone and cheated and it wasn't me.
So
but also you can smell it and it's disgusting and everybody has to live with that. So
you just have to hold it until you get to a rest stop or whatever your final destination is for that night.
Pretty much.
Yes. Good talk, guys.
Or there's which I don't think we've done. Randy may have done it.
Her basis.
It's called hot bagging. It's basically bag inside. And then you in the bag, and then you'd like throw it out the window. Yeah. We've never done that, but I would think Randy has.
I think that you guys should continue to do that, only put it in a paper bag and light that mow on fire.
And throw it.
Then throw
when
it.
Our drummer's pissing us off, sure. Just put in his bunk.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. I think that'd be fun. And
sell it?
Yeah, sell it at the merch table.
See?
Why not?
Eric, entrepreneur.
You see this? Eric, you see this idea?
I do. Should we explain what our idea is, Parker?
Yes, we should.
Now, listen, here's the thing. Mixie, we may have talked about this earlier, but you know what? It doesn't matter. We're going to it's been 2 freaking years. We're going to refresh. We have this thing, and it actually surpasses me, I believe. I think Parker and his gang before me, and it's hard to believe. I know that there's people before me that Parker hung out with. I know. I get it. But there were. They came up with, and we kind of adopted it. It's called trash bag gas. Now, I don't know. Have you ever heard of trash bag gas?
No.
This is a
ladies and gentlemen, Parker, you have to explain trash bag gas because it's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Sounds amazing.
There we go. I got to explain this to somebody else recently, and it was not as fun. So this ought to be better. So imagine you having to poop, right? You've eaten, let's just say you haven't pooped in like 2 days.
Yeah. Tons of cheese.
Tons of dairy, tons of cheese, like maybe even a tad bit bloated, but you've been holding this in for 2 days and then you fart.
Yeah.
It smells like the mixture of garbage and gas.
It's not great.
Therefore, it's called trash bag gas because it smells like somebody farted in a trash can because they've been holding their poop too long. It's too much.
So you're just changing the name of it, or you're deciding on a name for it?
No, that's
well,
it.
It is a very specific smell. It's like you're going to the back of a restaurant. They threw out all of their food. Then you take all of that stuff to NYC and put all those restaurants' food in there.
Yeah.
And then you put it in a sauna for 2 weeks. And then you pull it out and you eat it. And then you exhale it through your butthole.
After you hold it in for 3 days.
After 3 days of holding it
in. After 3 days. Yeah, that sounds like something I would never do because I do not poop.
No.
No, women don't poop.
No. That's a dude thing. For sure.
It's only guys can have trash bag gas.
That's
and he has high levels of estrogen, so he doesn't either.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
He doesn't poop.
Yeah. I'm going to re-up on Amazon here next week, so we should be good on that. But that's what that is. So trash, you can now use that. That's free use.
I will definitely let our bass player know because he would love that.
Yep, you should.
So to our point, Eric, our idea was to seal up trash bag gas. So like fart in a bag. After it's been sitting there that long, just imagine some really rotten bananas, some nasty spinach, and you consumed it, you let it out, you ate it again, and let it set for 2 days after that, and then did it. Put that in a bag, sell it at your merch table, you'll make tens of dollars.
At least tens.
At least tens.
At least
tens. What if I like spray perfume in a bag and claim it's trash can poop?
Trash bag gas.
Only if it's poopery. That's the only thing you can do that with.
There's a thing, isn't there, poopery?
It is a thing. It is definitely a thing, yes.
Yeah.
And it actually works. Ooh, you could do... Oh, well, we can't... Okay.
You know, like those baby showers you go to where they check out the diapers and...
Nope.
You have to guess what chocolate is in the diaper.
Do we look like we go to baby showers? Is that what we look like to you?
Well, my point is, at the merch table, you take the baby wipe, the dude wipes, baby wipes for dudes, and you put chocolate and you sell that at the merch table.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
Our merch table is going to be lit, guys.
Literally, it might combust. It.
just don't light it.
That's right. And just make sure that your merch person knows the situation before they get too deep into it.
This isn't real poop because I don't poop, but yes.
But you have other people that around you that really poop, and I think that their poop is valuable. I personally make race cars out of my poop and I sell them on eBay.
It is eco-friendly. I mean, if you think about race cars,
Yeah, he lets them harden up and he just forms them. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh. Take that, Hot Wheels. Take that. Yeah.
That's innovative.
I really like your brains. Like, you guys really come up with some shit, literally.
Literally. He actually made a Bud Light can the other night.
I did. It was nice. It wasn't that nice. It was kind of shit. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad we get to hang out and shoot the shit, guys. This is
The Hot Wheels car with the Jackass scene. You actually poop it out, mold it, and then put it back in.
Oh, this, I don't know. This
all right, yeah.
This has been fun. I got stuff to do, guys. Like,
yep, that's the show. Thank you guys for canceling us. We'll, so there's that. The PD is calling now, and that's great.
Yeah.
Mom's against pooping.
This might actually be the longest we've talked about poop. We talk about poop, and I can't think why.
Still going.
It just comes up.
So what else you got on that list of things to talk about?
Nope, that's it. That's all we had on the list, because that's really all we talk about. So either we continue this or...
You knew I was a shit talker, didn't you?
I had no idea, because I quickly know that you don't do that at all. I'm talking about it. So,
but luckily, thanks to Lizzie Hell, we know the three P's.
The three P's.
Yes.
Yeah. And we also know that it's frowned upon to poop on a bus. So
there we go.
But I didn't know that at the beginning. I had no idea. No one told me. There was not a sign anywhere that said, you can't poop on a bus. And I was like, cool, I have to poop. We're not stopping. I asked. We're not stopping. Okay. Then either we're going to open a window or I'm going to go in the bathroom. Can't open a window. Okay, I'll be right back. And then I got yelled at.
Well, they should have worked with you on that, because they should have fields.
That's all I'm saying. And they didn't. So I cried a little bit, and then I went and pooped, and then I cried a little bit more, and then they pulled over and yelled at me.
In the fetal position. What's this mug you got? That's pretty sick, too.
This guy was actually an enemy of mine, and I'm drinking his blood, which is really weird, because it was 8 years ago, and I still have pints of his blood. I don't know why, but it is what it is. So his name's Leroy.
Leroy, I remember him.
Or was?
Now that we're on to other bodily functions, we've been getting our blood drawn. And I swear, like, when you go to a doctor one time, we're like, just, you know, checking everything, make sure that we're all working in order. You go to a doctor one time, they set you up with like 20 more appointments, dentists, like boob squish lady.
I have that
the other chick that I just met that wants to take my pants off. And all this blood, they took vials and vials, and this one passes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, and then he has to go back a second time.
Oh, well, I used to be that person too, and I don't know I don't know.
Did you feel the fade? Like the fade come on?
Oh, yeah, totally. I was like,
oh,
it was nuts.
The thing is, I always pass out when I get my blood drawn, so I got to pick on a little for it, because
it's also like I just don't eat a whole lot, so like I was just told I need to eat more.
She was like, you're malnourished. I'm like, I've been telling him for years.
Go get a sandwich or something. Go get a sandwich, yeah. Well, but tattoos are fine. You can do tattoos, right?
Yeah. So tattoos are great. Like, yep. I've never passed out really at all, except for when I was getting my blood drawn. So
it's like the feeling that you get of the suction in, like the.
Yeah.
It's so gross. But anyway, they took so much blood. I was like, I have to have vampires back there. Like, there's got to be, you know, somebody's using this blood. There's no reason for you to have 20 vials of our blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they have like a salad back there? They're using it as a vignette, vigorette.
Yeah.
That I can't pronounce.
That's it.
Right there. That's not going to be edited. That is it. That's what it is.
Vignette?
Vinegar.
I did pass out one time.
That's what it is.
I passed out one time. This is embarrassing. I got plenty of tattoos, but the one time I did actually pass out, it was in the chair of it was a radio promotion. Actually, it was a guy that it was a shop we were doing a radio promotion with. And he was like, you want a tattoo? I was like, sure. Sweet. All right. So I got a mic tattoo. Just seemed fitting. So I was sitting there, and it was the one tattoo shop on the wall that had a sign that said something about, don't pass out, or if you are that person that passes out, blah blah blah, making fun of him. I was like, oh no, I've done this a couple times. Of course, about 2 minutes later, I'm getting real lightheaded, and I'm not saying anything because it's not really that it hurts, it's more your body doesn't handle the pain. You can tough it out, but your body can only, it'll decide, and it decided that day, and it was TKO. I was out. And I just remember waking up with a Pepsi.
Do you think that was a mic drop?
Yes.
Cool. I like it. Yeah. Because he had a microphone tattoo, people. There's nothing on that?
Oh.
I'm going to go.
Right over our heads.
I'm going to go.
It's interesting because I'm actually apprenticing right now. I'm probably going to do my first tattoo at the end of the year. But
cool.
There's so much more that goes into it, because you've got to know when people are either going to pass out. You got to make sure that you're prepared for like the medical treatment, or like if you hit them, like you could get the vein, or you could kill someone. Like, and I didn't think about that. Like, you could kill someone. And then he's telling me all the stuff you have to go through. You got to get pathogen tests. You got to get all these, you know, vaccinations, things like that, and licenses. And so to actually be able to tattoo someone legally, you have to know how to react in a situation like that. So, but our bass player passed out getting his tramp stamp.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, nice. What was it?
He had a like back surgery, so he's trying to tattoo over the scar, which is always a great idea. And it's hitting the nerve, so every time he goes to the shop, he passes out.
Well, and to be fair, that is a lot of nerve endings in that area as well. So that doesn't help at all to do that right there anyway. But is he actually a tramp? Is he actually a tramp?
Oh yeah.
He's definitely the trampiest so far band members.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, we'd like to hang out.
We're single.
Here's to him.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, someone's gotta take one for the team.
It's true.
Yeah. He can take all of them for the team. He's the
best. And he will.
Yes, he will.
Well, Mixie, I've noticed, I don't know if you noticed this, but your hair is a different color now. And we had this conversation. Last time it was teal. It was teal-ish. And then this time, is that black or dark brown?
This is black, but then if I don't dye it, it does turn a dark brown. I just, you know what? I dye my hair so much. I got so tired of dyeing it all the time. I can't stop changing it. I like literally had no willpower. I was like, well, if I dye it black, I would have to bleach the crap out of it to get it to be able to change it. And, you know, it took me a second. And I was just like so sick of changing it so much that I stopped myself by doing this. And now I'm actually like, it's probably the closest to my natural hair color that I've been since like middle school. And I've had black hair before, but I don't know. It's the new vision for this record, and for, you know, we're going kind of dark, a little like darker than we have been, even though the last record was called Darkness.
Darker Darkness.
I know, like all the music videos, I was like, all right, guys, we're just gonna wear all black. And then our bassist, Randy's like, what about like a little bit of, like a tiny bit of red? Or like a little bit of blue. No, all black, straight black, just paint yourselves like we're just going dark. And it's just the aesthetic. I just really love that, the way that it looks all cohesively and just no color.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're shooting a music video like that, do you have to worry about certain lighting because of you're wearing all black and it's probably a darker lit, you know, music video? Did you ever have issues with that?
Well, we shot four music videos in a period of 5 days in March with, it was crazy with Tony Aguilera. He's incredible. We released one to the Wolves. We're releasing one next week as well, or whenever they see this. So we had a giant LED wall behind us in all of it. So if we were wearing all black, the wall lights behind us just accented it like silhouette kind of.
Okay. That's pretty cool. It's hard to do. Having that wall would have been the ideal situation, because it'd be so hard to do that with any other scenario, really, unless you had, I don't know, really, really good lighting. I do video production, not film production, but video production. And I know that it's hard even right now, kind of see me disappearing, you know, and all the stuff like that. It's very hard to light black. That's pretty cool. So was the wall, did it, I know it's LED, but did it ever get hot? Were you that close to it? What was going on with that?
It never got hot.
It was just this big warehouse, and the wall was really big. It was great, because we didn't have to change locations. We didn't have to, like, all we did was picked out exactly, and we planned this thing in like 3 weeks. We had to come up with four music video concepts. I mean, you know, if you're working in film, usually one music video takes like a couple months to maybe conceptualize and all that stuff. But Tony is a very unique character. He's not much for phones and texting, and he lives in Arizona and we're in California. So I just kind of came up, bounced some ideas via text, sort of. I just kind of visualized most of the creative parts of it were in my head, and I just didn't let anybody else do anything. I was like, no, I have it all in my head. Let me just do this, and I won't listen to any of you, but I'll pretend I do. But so I was very, very much controlling on that aspect of things, because I just saw it so clearly. But the vision, you know, every music video has the like performance part, and then it has like a storyline, something that kind of matches the song. So there's four different songs, and they can't be exactly the same. I also wanted them to be, I know we were talking about how hot the wall is, but I'm going off on a tangent.
Do it. Make it happen.
I wanted them to be cohesive.
Yeah.
I wanted it all to be cohesive. We had the album art like halfway through the album being done. We already knew what the album art was going to be. And we wrote songs based off of that picture, and things like that. And so it was very much this very focused vision. And the night before we started filming, we got to Arizona, got to our Airbnb, and talked to the guy for like 30 minutes. And I was like, yeah, just watch the Underworld movies.
Perfect.
tonight.
Just watch Underworld. Just watch, you know, a couple music videos that we used as a reference, and he was like, "Great, that's easy." And it was the one guy.
Yep, just one guy.
Just him. Some instant potatoes to pretend it was snow, and
one guy.
Yeah.
Awesome. One dude.
Tony Aguilera, man.
And we shot them all out of order because our drummer only had a few days, like 3 days, to get all of his shots. So it wasn't like one video a day. It was like every day it was half of like some shots from one idea and then the next idea. So it was as awesome as what you're probably thinking about.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I can't, that's kind of a hard situation to be in as the talent, as the musician, because you have a mindset of how it's going to go, how it's going to flow in order, but then to have to take all of that apart and say, no, we're going to do this, you know, 3-1-2, or, you know, however it is. How do you, mindset wise, do you have to go through the song, how do you get into that mindset if you're going out of order?
Well, once he left and got all his parts done, then it was like, okay, now we'll go song by song. You know, so there was a lot of cohesive, but probably the most tedious part is in the post-production editing, trying to find all the footage and put it all together, which hard drive, I don't know.
Yep.
That's a lot. And his camera is really, really good quality. You could see every nose hair. Like, I mean, it was.
It is this hard drive.
I have it. That's the one.
That's the one. Yeah, that's it.
100 terabytes.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just 6 megabytes.
Yeah. After all the content on it.
I just got 1 terabyte on my phone because I was so tired of it just filling up. I do a lot of content now because you can't just be a musician anymore. You have to create content. Yep. So I'm on the TikTok, as the kids say, the TikTok.
The TikTok. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What's that new app called? The Clock? What is it called again? What's it called?
I don't know. But so, you know, I'm always trying to, and as being a creator, you're creating music, you're creating art. So the content is also just another form of creation.
Yep.
So you should be able to do it, but it's so hard for a lot of musicians, I think, it's cheesy. It's kind of goofy. It's silly. It's hard for a lot of musicians to step out of their pride and ego and be like, okay, well, I know that this is going to be helpful to the brand awareness, because TikTok's really the only platform right now that you can post to random strangers constantly and get those people to see your brand or your band. And a lot of, like, Instagram, Facebook was all advertisement based, and that is now changing how the platforms work because they have to compete with TikTok giving away free advertisement pretty much.
Yep. I get that, man. That's something that I suck at too. I try. I have this idea in my head of, all right, this week I'm going to put out 5 things of content. 2 months later, I'm like, I should probably put out some content. And then I feel sheepish and then I don't do it. So yeah, that's probably why I'm unsuccessful in all of the social media stuff. But no, it is hard though. It is hard to come up with that stuff on a constant basis, especially when you're in the position, you know, like you're an artist or you're, like you said, some sort of other creator. Now you have to create all this other thing that may not be the same thought process. It's same brand, but it may not be the same thought process as what you normally would, or your normal brand stuff. It may be geared towards the platform. It may be geared towards, you know, whatever sponsor you have or whatever demographic that platform has. It depends. And that's, I don't know. I wish that I could do a lot more, and you would think that I would be able to, doing video production and being able to do all this stuff. But at the end of the day of doing things for other people, I come in last. And then when I get done at the end of the day, I can't get up. I can't mentally do it. So it kind of sucks, but that's something that I want to pick up on. That's something I want to make sure that I'm doing better at. 'Cause, you know, with our phones, I get very frustrated being in video production because these are high-end cameras. I deal with high-end cameras. I deal with some lower-end cameras too, but it's something to where everybody, I've lost several clients because I'll just do it on my phone. I'll just do it on my phone. And I'm like, okay, you can, but it's not the same. You can do it on your phone, but what are you doing? Are you just posting to social, or are you wanting to post this stuff on your website? Are you wanting to promote stuff? What do you want to do with it? If you're just posting on social, okay, fine. But a lot of the times I get so frustrated with people because they just want to do it on their phones. It's like, oh, I have a great phone. What you do? That's fine. It's cool. You paid $1,000 for it. It should be a good phone, but it's not the same as a professional camera. Is it cheaper? I guess in the long run, it might be, but it's also your brand. You got to pay attention to your brand. So that's my little rant as a video productionist, but not everybody sees it that way. So.
There is a debate on whether or not music videos are as essential now because of how fast and how fast-paced like content is, and how short it's literally the swipe. You have to get their attention in like a second or two, you know, and you don't have their attention immediately. But that's where those high quality filming like music videos, I feel like personally, shows the difference of the quality of material that you're putting out.
Yeah.
You know, how much effort you put into it. But people do like to see, I think there can be a combination of both. You can sit in your bed and sing the lyrics, or run across the forest singing the lyrics. But having that storyline and that, you know, that professional quality, I feel like separates the two that are just doing it in their bedrooms versus the professional.
I agree.
But yeah, I mean, it is hard to, so I've been talking to a social media guy that works with our management, and he works with Lacey Sturm. Lacey's not a digital girl. She's a spiritual person. She's not on her phones. She barely ever texts, you know? So he handles all the social media, and I've been like picking his brain to try to understand it, because I'm very interested in marketing and all of that stuff, because I know how important it is and for what we do. So he's like, all right, let's try this. Just as an experiment, post one time a day on Facebook and Instagram, maybe 5 days, 6 days a week, and then post three times a day on TikTok for a month. I know that your eyes are like, oh God. So the trick to doing that is knowing what you're gonna do, coming up with concepts, and you can literally film all of that content in a couple hours. You just, you know, like, we got a new music video come out, make some funny little things about the video, talk about the video, sing, lip sync the video or whatever, and do a bunch of little things.
Yeah.
because TikTok loves the lip sync crap, and
yep.
Unfortunately, I keep having to do it because I realize sometimes when you post stuff that you really care about, nobody cares. They
nobody
don't want to
cares.
Be promoted. Yeah. Nobody wants to be advertised to. So yeah, it's tricky. But everybody wants to advertise themselves. So you have to, people go online to be entertained.
Yep.
You know, they don't go on TikTok to be advertised to. So you have to like find the balance and try to have fun with it. So I did that, and in like a year, and I've been doing this for a while. I had a couple breaks, like 2 weeks breaks, and I was like, oh God, I can't stop looking at it. Get me out of my phone. And in the year that I've had TikTok and been active on it, I've gotten almost 50,000 followers.
Wow.
And those people would never have, so I know it's working, you know, and some of them are getting hundreds of thousands of views, random ones sometimes. A couple of the new single, probably like 200,000 views spread out between three different videos. And so I know that it works.
Yeah.
It does work. And it's just a matter of, I guess, figuring out how to keep it true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and authentic to you and your brand, and not burn yourself out. And
yeah. Yeah, I think that would be one of the harder scenarios too, is being burnt out, because you're doing, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but really, I mean, you're doing like maybe only a minute's worth of content when all is said and done. Maybe you have to record that 7 or 8 times, like myself, but you're only using a minute or 15 seconds even at a time. So it's not, I guess, not as much content or not as much time as you might think, but like you said, you know, a couple hours, what, a week, and you're good to go, or I mean, if you could spend a couple hours a day, even, you could probably have, I mean, probably a month's worth of content in just a few hours. And that's,
I try to like knock it out in a day because I have to do my makeup for it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
don't have to, but you know what? What we're doing right now, literally chop it up into a 9:16 phone format and post little 15-second clips of talking shit.
Yep. That's
have all the content already made.
That's actually what I do. I have about 12. Here's the thing that I don't understand. Now, I'm not going to dog PR, but I'm going to kind of dog PR for a minute. And I'm sure I'm going to get emails. I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at. Here's my beef with you PR people. And I love you. I do love you. But here's my beef with you. I produce this show. I do cut up about 12 to 15 pieces of content in all different forms. They can be long form, they're short form, they're TikTok, they're Instagram, they're Reels, they're whatever they are. 12 to 15 per episode. That's on a minimum. That's the low end. I also give them to you fine folks and say, hey, I cut these up and did them for you. You can post them and you don't do it. I don't understand. It's free content for your client. Why are you not doing that? I'm sorry. We're back now. I just wanted to get yeah, so I just wanted to derail there for a minute. But
I think we're in a day and age where people don't want to do things.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I create the content. It's already there. It was for the client that you approved. It's for somebody that you're working with closely. You don't have to make any of the content. You don't have to pay for the content. It's good quality content. And yet you don't want anything to do with it. I don't understand. Mixie, Merritt, I don't understand. Okay.
I don't either.
I don't get it. I just don't. Poop. Well, that's actually a lot of good information there. I might have to review this later because I'm not going to remember any of it. Most of the time, I don't remember anything that I talk about on the show. People will come up to me and be like, hey, I saw the show last week and I really liked when you said this. And I was like, I said that? No, I wouldn't say that. And I did. I did say that. So I usually have to watch the show, which I think is frowned upon. It's like an artist wearing their own brand. And I'm like, who cares? It's your brand. Yeah. Right?
It's weird, though, because you don't see yourself like other people see you. So when you do watch yourself back, it's like, that's what I look like.
It's like, oh.
Like, that's how I sound. As a vocalist, when you record your own voice in a voicemail and you hear yourself back, if you're not a vocalist or anything like that, and you're like, what? I sound like that? Like, I have to, like... record myself to be like, I thought I sounded cool. That's clearly not.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
You sound like a gremlin. That's what I was going for.
Leave a voicemail.
Well,
that was scary.
Yeah. Just wait. That's like me before coffee. That's pretty much that was kind of an example.
Do it again.
Before coffee. Yeah. So don't talk to me.
Leave a message at the beep.
do the Taken voice. Do the Taken line.
Oh, good Lord. That has been like 3 years since I've done the Taken line.
Who you are.
I know who you are. Oh, man. What was that line? You know what? I'll do it later because.
All right.
I'm going to need to practice.
I put him on the spot.
I need to get a hold of Liam and be like, dude, can you just do it in my ear? Do it in my ear. And then he won't do it over the phone. He'll actually come to my house and he'll talk in my ear. And it's weird because you can feel his warm breath on your ear, mainly on my ear lobe. But he'll like say it in my ear and I'll be like, thank you, Liam. I appreciate that.
Years ago in radio in Nashville, when Eric and I were on there, he did call into the station. And did that to me, and I put it on, and he was like, I don't know who you are, I don't know what you want, but what I do know is I have a particular set of skills.
It was pretty good.
It was so good,
dude. I was so bored that day. I was like, you know what, we're just gonna take clips, we're gonna take some audio clips from somewhere, and we're just gonna do it, because I was tired of the people calling in, because they were just, it was a late night, I think, overnight or something like that. Tired of the people calling in. So I was like, I'm going to not answer the phones and I'm just going to mess with people. So I made a whole bunch of, it took me like 30 minutes to do a whole bunch of stuff, but I made a whole bunch of clips. And then when people would call, I would answer the phone. And because everything is connected to the board, I would answer the phone, hello, and whatever voice was my audio, or at least try to do it. And then whenever they responded, I would play whatever that was, and I wouldn't care at all about what they were trying to talk to me about. So,
now that would have been good content if we had that today.
If we had that today, it also explains probably why we're not in radio now. So,
but
we are.
We can do it again.
But it's different now. It's different now. It's not terrestrial radio. It's not somebody that's Clear Channel. It's not nothing. Clear Channel, make do your thing. Cumulus, do your thing. I will not be involved with that. But do what you do. We just like freedom. We like to do what we like to talk about poop, is what I'm telling you. Yep. That's what we like.
For about an hour.
For like an hour. So we will do that. And we will
Pixie
not.
Pixie Mayor, y'all should come on. When we get to that point, y'all should come on and guest DJ at some point.
About poop.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally down. Hey, we'll be in Nashville.
Really?
Where are you guys out there Nashville. Still?
Yeah. 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 What's okay. that? September?
Yes. Yeah.
September 7th. September 7th, Brooklyn Bowl 2023. You kids will be here, and we will hopefully be there. We'll be the ones in custody by security because we tried to get into the venue. So yeah. that's where you'll find us, is probably in some sort of venue jail. it'll be fun though. It'll be good.
We should go bowling.
What is the Brooklyn Bowl? I've never been there.
It is a actually it's pretty cool. It's got bowling, and it's got drinks, and it's got bowling, and it's got a venue, and it has bowling.
It's a really
so
cool
bowl and watch the show.
Kind of.
Well, yes, but the venue is like you ever been to Wild Horse in Nashville? So it's a two tiered, maybe three. I can't remember. It's
kind of a balcony scenario.
Around, and you can watch the show from the tiered levels, but it has a general admission level too, of course. But it has like three tiers, and you can watch it kind of like balcony view and watch the show. But there's also on the side there's like 10 lanes of bowling. So technically, you could do that.
Can you perform and bowl at the same time?
That is up to you, and how well or how what kind of a wireless situation that you have. If you got the Act
that
One
power sliding down the.
Now listen. Now we're getting into situations where we need to be there and have some sort of camera scenario. Okay, so this is what I'm saying. Like we could film all this for no reason at all. We could make this happen.
You can add it to your TikTok that you never do.
A tickety talk. A tickety talk.
A tickety talk.
No, because we have that venue is in Nashville, and then there's another one we're playing in Vegas, and I've never even been to them, so I was just really curious.
It's relatively new here. I think it's been around for a while, but it's what, three or four years old?
3 or 4 years.
Yeah, something like that. But there's another one too, Eastside Bowl in East Nashville, which is kind of the same concept. It seems to be a bit bigger though, Parker. I don't know. Is it relatively the same size, I guess?
It's a different layout. Yeah, it's just a different layout.
Yeah. But that's
Nothing compares to when you play the Bridgestone Arena and you're just like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, we're at the Basement East.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what though. Bridgestone, the sound in there, they still haven't perfected it yet. So if you do have a Basement East show, to me, the more intimate, the better. And I think a lot of fans are agreeable with that.
Big shows
are cool. They're fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you can't do pyrotechnics at the Basement East, we found out. So
it's already burned down.
Yeah, they did not appreciate that. I didn't know that Roman candles would do that in a so now we know.
Remember that time they had to rebuild it?
And we're sorry. Yep.
That was not because of the tornado.
That was not the tornado. That was us.
Well, so we were supposed to play that venue with some band from New Zealand.
Airborne.
Yeah, we're supposed to play Airborne. With Airborne, yeah, before everything happened. Mm-hmm. And literally that show got canceled because of the tornado. And then immediately after that, COVID happened. So we're like, we're really not playing at this venue. And then every time we wrote a lot of this record in Nashville. So every time we go there, the coolest place I felt like to hang out was the place right next to it, Uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Video game arcade.
Yep. Yep.
They have non-alcoholic beer, which is totally my jam. I'm like, there was like an emo night on Halloween.
Yeah. I remember that.
has my name written all over it.
It like, did. It did, because we graffitied over there, so it actually does have your name written all over it.
Does? Yeah. That's. I thought I saw it.
Yep.
On my calendar here, it says Sunday, September 7th, Stitch Apart, Brooklyn Bowl, pre-hangout at Uptown.
We're hanging out at Uptown?
That's what it says.
What it says.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
I'm glad that we're informing you, because we'll be there.
Good.
With our non-alcoholic beers.
I'll be on Dance Dance Revolution the whole time. I'm just kidding. Well, they have some pretty cool, the skee ball's always broken. That's my one complaint.
Oh,
Here's the thing about that. Like, that's the only game that's really worth anything. Well, I mean, other than the actual arcade games, but the games like that, that's really the only game that's worth anything there. I love me some skee ball, and it seems like that. You're right. It seems like that's the one. It's kind of like, it's kind of like the ice cream machine at McDonald's. It's always broken. How is it always broken?
Everybody wants to play, and then like you get one lane that works, and then there's a line out the door just for the one skee ball lane.
Yeah, that just happened to me. I was just in the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg, and they had three lanes. They only had three. They know it's the popular game, but only three lanes, and the one in the middle was not working. So literally you have one lane, a broken one, and this lane. And I'm playing with my kid, and we're doing the skee ball, and I swear, still my favorite game. I turn around, walk out, and if you've ever been, have you ever been to Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, in East Tennessee, Smoky Mountains?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, you should go. So
let's go now.
We'll just go now. But all I turn around, and
see there.
I'm going out, and Paula Deen is standing at her restaurant's right there, but she's literally standing there. Now, when you go into those restaurants, usually they have a cardboard cutout of her, but literally walked in. And I was like, it's cardboard cutout. And then she moved. I was like, whoa.
So is it like near Mountain City, Tennessee?
Near Knoxville.
Okay, so my mom lives in Mountain City. So I don't know.
That's probably between Knoxville and Chattanooga.
Okay, yeah.
It's definitely in Tennessee.
It's probably in Tennessee. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. Really excited about that. And Merritt. Shut up.
What? Oh,
God, so loud.
Oh, my gosh. This guy.
It was his thoughts.
Never again. Never again, Merritt. Never again.
All you have to do is ask him a music-related question, and then he will go off for, like, 4 hours.
Well, she's usually the one that always, like, talks. And it's usually all the other band members talk, and then there's no room, and I have nothing really to contribute because I know that somebody else is going to say that something I'm already thinking about.
Right. So
watch it all go down. And
so what you need to do, and this is coming from experience, is you need to, before the interview happens that you all are involved in, invest in some Taco Bell for everybody, right? Put the hot sauce on that bad boy. Don't let him on the bus. You know where I'm going with this. Don't let him on. Yes. That's worst possible. Unless it's not your bus. If it's not your bus, fine.
Full circle.
Yep.
That will guarantee you, but you got to wait about probably 30 minutes-ish. Let that marinate, let that settle in a little bit, and then you have full screen time, buddy. It's all you.
You know, our bass player has colon cleanse. Usually he brings that with him.
Yep.
There you go. That cannot happen on the bus.
But 30 minutes before the interview, just colon cleanse. Everybody.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That would be an experience.
For all the screen time you want.
You know,
Did you say, Merritt?
Just dropping it like in the drinks.
Yeah. You're drinking.
Girls would be like, damn, I thought that was a roofie.
Oh, you can.
Do you play Fortnite?
A little bit. We're sucked down the rabbit hole of Call of Duty right now.
Oh, nice. COD. I like it. Yeah. I like that.
I do like Fortnite, but I think it's a scam on the skins because
it is.
I don't want to spend money on a free game.
I know. My kid has scammed me out of money for those skins.
That's how they do it now. That's just how it's kind of like subscriptions. You know, everybody does subscriptions now. I subscribe to 700 million things right now. So every month I pay $7 million to all of the things that I want to subscribe to. It's the same concept. Here's something free for now. And then you got to pay a stupid amount of money, which it is what it is. We're all rich, so it doesn't really matter. So whatever. Totally fine. We're in radio. We're loaded. So, no.
I do like Fortnite, but yeah, Call of Duty, we ended up like getting a hookup with all of the people at Infinity Ward and
Well, Activision a little bit.
a little bit, but Treyarch. We have a friend that actually designs and develops the games and stuff there, and so we've kind of gotten this like connection in with them, and we got to do this tour of the Infinity Ward, like all the guns that they model off of, like the
Wow.
actual guns, and there's some crazy stuff, and like we can take it away, Merritt, take it
What?
away.
How's your time? Time to shine, buddy. Time to shine.
Oh God, oh God. No, it was pretty cool. So like they just showed us around, and yeah, they had like we saw like all the models. They had like a whole like they called it their Area 51, which was like in this like lowered level of the building, and it was just like all the guns and all like the uniforms and everything. And we saw like the little models that they would like use. And then the coolest thing for me was we got to hang out with the audio director, and we sat in the studio, and he like showed us all the recordings because they like go out and they record like field recordings of like all the gun noises. They do all the explosions, all the, you know, and to the smallest thing of like the footsteps of people walking up on you, they'll like,
The real sound of the stabbing.
yeah, yeah, they'll like, they'll like record the reverb within the type of room that the gun is being shot in, and they'll use that to make it sound as like real as possible. Like it's so detailed, it's so cool.
That's
crazy.
helicopter, yeah.
I
And we
think.
didn't realize when they actually model like the characters, a lot of the characters in Call of Duty are modeled off of some of the people that work there, because they have like this machine that basically takes like a camera 360
Yep.
kind
Okay.
of
Yep.
thing, and looks like that person. So like we're like, hey, that's the guy that like showed us around. Like,
Oh. Oh,
yeah.
cool. Is there anybody in the industry? I'm sure there is. Who do you guys play with in the industry on video games? Like when you're on the road, if you're on the bus, or
Yeah,
off the bus?
we play a little bit like with Escape the Fate when we're gonna go on tour with them, so I'm sure there'll be some sort of Call of Duty. I've been practicing my skills so that I can not suck the next time I play with them. Because last time I couldn't shoot for shit. Like I am determined to get good at this game so that if I ever happens to come to that day where I'm just gonna be like, oh yeah.
Annihilation.
Yeah, I just like I was just horrible at it, and so it's when I'm bad at something, I'm determined to get good at it. We played with Rashid from Nonpoint,
Butcher
Chase,
babies.
yeah, Butcher Babies, Heidi,
That would be fun. That would be fun.
Heidi and Henry played with us.
Chase.
I think that there should be some sort of tournament where all of you peeps get together and just have a game night. And obviously it's filmed live stream to do all of the things. But I have not, maybe I just haven't seen it. I don't think that's ever been done, but I think that would be pretty awesome to do that. I think a lot of people, especially seeing where gaming is right now and how popular just simply watching gaming is, not only playing it, but just simply watching it, I think people would really enjoy not only, the artist side of it, but the gaming side of it with the artist. I think if I had a couple more dollars than what I have right now, I'd probably make that work.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great idea.
We
That'd be cool.
did have one day where it was Escape the Fate, us, Butcher Babies, and then a bunch of people at Escape plays with, and we were all streaming on our Twitch channels, like all three bands. We're all in the same management, so it's kind of like connected in that way. But so that it was similar. It was one day, but it was so much fun. Yeah, it's a good idea. We should.
How are you with making sure that you have the right connection? Because I know Wi-Fi probably isn't the best option. Are you having issues with that at all when you're on tour?
Ooh, on tour, yeah. I don't think we've streamed on
Not
tour,
on tour. Okay.
yeah, because yeah, and for that
Third
same
part.
reason, like here we had to get
Even here we had to get.
like crazy fiber wire, like all this stuff, and on tour, like you know, the venues have Wi-Fi, but it's like you know, stolen Wi-Fi, essentially.
Yeah.
We call it ours, but it's our neighbors. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a McDonald's one from like
2 miles away. 2 miles up the road. Good luck.
I do believe that escapes when we go out on tour with them in the fall, because I know that they weren't going to stop streaming because they still do the Twitch thing. So he was like, okay, well, you got to go on Twitch with me. I'm like, okay. So somehow they're going to figure it out. I don't have to worry about that though.
That's good.
I think there's a lot of, I don't know, man, I'm seeing some of these, there's a couple companies out there right now that boast they can do like a Wi-Fi scenario, to do, you know, like festivals and things like that. So I'm assuming, and I know that's not gaming, but I'm assuming having 50,000 or 100,000 people, you know, on your network, it's gotta be pretty good. But I have my doubts, because I know just in video production, not gaming, not even gaming, just video production in itself, uploading files bigger than 1 gig is, even 1 gig can be a bear to do. But I'm kind of curious about that. I think that'd be an interesting scenario to where, you know, somewhere on tour you have, you know, all these bands get together. Doesn't have to be on tour, I guess, but it'd just be fun, I think.
Maybe at the Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make that work.
Let's have a game. I mean, if we're going to base to Up Down, maybe we'll do something there, because it is technically a game place.
I wonder, we're going to look into that. We're gonna figure some things out. We've now we've opened Pandora's box and it can't close. I've tried twice now. It's so we're gonna look into that and see what can happen with that. But I don't know. I think that'd be pretty awesome to have that as an option. I mean, even if it's just, you know, you guys just hanging out doing your thing. But I wonder. I mean, we've got some ideas, but we will not at this time bore you with those. We'll bore you later for sure.
Okay.
But right now, here's the thing. We need to play a game.
It's his turn to be tortured.
Oh yes, it is.
Merrick, you have drawn the short straw, and that means tag you're it.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, Merrick. Mixie, the last time she was on the show in 2021 June, she kind of rocked it. So no pressure, but yeah. Don't suck, okay? Don't suck at this.
I will do my best.
No, you will do your best. Now, listen, it's going to be a fun game. It's called Would You Rather. It's very simple to do. Do not just say, I do this. No. Don't be a loser. Elaborate. Be like, I do this because we're looking for clicks here, buddy. Okay, you know the drill. We got to have clicks. So. Okay. That's what we're going to do. Are you ready?
Yes. I am ready because I feel ready.
Here's the thing. there was a touch of hesitation, and thankfully so, to be honest with you. But all right, fine. We're going to go. We're going to do this, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be great, and people will enjoy it, meaning Parker and I will enjoy it. Mixie, you probably will enjoy it, too, because you've already rocked this whole scenario. All right, first would you rather question. Would you rather, Merritt, wear a bib every time you eat out or drink from a sippy cup every time you're at a bar?
Oh, a sippy cup.
Totally. I thought you'd say that, actually. That, and when I said it, I was like, I think I would do a sippy cup, actually. That sounds delightful. Because then you don't have to worry about it. When you get tipsy, it can tip.
That's exactly. True. Exactly. And it's a great conversation starter.
Exactly. And I'd probably wear a diaper, too, because that way I don't have to leave. I can just have my sippy cup and do the whole
thing. A diaper and a bib. Okay, well,
yeah, just do it all.
Go all out. I love it. That's right. I like that answer. That's fantastic. We're going to accept that one. Put that in the archives. Parker, what's the second one?
All right, Merritt, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather sing your favorite song in front of a sold-out arena crowd or in front of the original artist alone?
So apparently it's a cover song in this particular scenario. Right.
Okay. Oh man, that's so good.
Be careful with this one.
Probably the artist in front of the artist alone, and the reason why is because in front of a crowd of people, they'll probably have a really high standard and want to be entertained, but the artist might be a little bit more accepting, and they might be at least appreciative of me giving it a shot. And they themselves are artists, and they know what it's like to be feel torn down. So, they might take it a little bit easier.
Or they could just shoot you in the face. Either
Or
way,
they what? Absolutely.
that
Absolutely.
was
They'll put me on their tickety talk and it would just be the
All right, so you're saying that it'd be you'd probably rather do the artist alone. Okay.
And then depend and if it's my favorite artist or my favorite song, then that's a cool chance to meet those artists.
But also, to be fair, he sings our songs in front of me all the time, so I am his favorite artist. And
Boom.
I was wondering when that was going to happen, and All right. So next time you sing in front of Mixie, we'll talk again.
didn't shoot him in the
Hey.
face, so
But before you do that, make him wear a bib, diaper, and have a sippy cup while he does it.
Oh yeah, I'll do the sippy cup to like lubricate my vocal cords, and then I will sing the
That's right.
song.
That's
And
right.
the
See?
vocal, he's lubricating the vocal
My
cords.
vocal cords.
Well, that escalated quickly.
We started this conversation with shit, so
Yes, we
let's go
did.
back.
That is
No,
another
we started it with the furry spreadsheet.
Oh yeah.
And my dad getting stoned. I have to show him this.
You do. You
Yes.
will. It'll be fun.
This
All
was him after a couple edibles.
Ooh.
Watching the movie.
I want to
He's
hang
like,
out with
hey,
your
you
dad.
feeling it now?
I want to hang out with both of them. I want to hang out with
Me
everybody.
too.
On bring your cats because we can have something furry to pet because there I don't know if there's a furry spreadsheet or not. Just make sure that there's cats there. We'll be all right. I think we should make that happen. Do that. All right.
I can bring kittens to end this at some point. I'll let you see the kittens that we have here.
Okay.
Your
Perfect.
dad got in Tennessee.
My dad is going to be in Tennessee.
There you go. He's
Win.
coming to Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, he's
Let's
coming
talk
to the
for the
show.
show.
Okay, we're bringing cameras then.
Yes.
Yes. All
Bring some
the
edibles.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Here we go. I'm gonna make a furry spreadsheet. It's gonna be fantastic.
He's been wanting to visit Nashville for a long time, so this is just an excuse to get there.
That's
Well,
great.
everybody needs an excuse. Listen, here's the thing. We have one more question, but I gotta, we talked about the last time you were on Mixie, we talked about you throwing around the idea about moving here. And so far, I've been around Nashville. I haven't seen you here. So, like,
I was there a lot. But we have a 30-year mortgage, and I'm terrified. I don't know how we got this house in the first place. They are crazy, these lenders, but I'm scared if we ever sold it and tried to move somewhere else, then we wouldn't get a house.
Well, the funny thing about houses is they can be in vans. So, there's that. I've got one out back in case this
Yeah.
work out. So,
That's my next house.
where do y'all live? California?
We're Riverside, California, like kind
Well,
of
be
in
fine
between.
then. Everybody in Nashville is coming from California, and it'll just work
Yeah,
out.
see,
It works
got a lot
itself
of
out.
friends here. Yeah, a lot of friends here.
I know.
I lived in Glendale for a couple years, and that was enough.
Oh.
That was more than enough.
Glendale's nice, though. I like Glendale.
It is. It was like, see, Parker, I told you. Look at this. Look at this. What's happening here? This is the
What'd
part
you
of the show.
do?
It's just a crappy setup, is what it is. This arm, I've had since day one of the show, and it's not great. And I'm
Hey,
kind
my Aunt Lilia. My Aunt Lilia is out in Whittier, California.
of
Do you
Whittier.
know where Whittier is?
Yeah, I think it's pretty close. It's not too far from us. So we're like
Yeah, I don't think
we're
it's
about
that
an
far.
hour away from San Diego, an hour and a half to two from LA.
In fact,
Yeah, that's not bad.
Whittier is the city that they filmed Back to the Future at the mall. It's the mall they shot it at.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's
Yeah,
The JCPenney, yeah.
I don't think it's too far from here. I don't want to look at my phone and Google it because I'm, yeah.
because you're busy. You're busy doing the show. Yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff I'm doing. But my natural instinct is to go, let me see where Whittier is. I need to know where Whittier is.
I'll share
it up real quick.
I'll share my screen. It's fine.
Hold on one second.
All right, so we've got one last question for you, Merritt. Now we got a little break because I didn't want you to, you know, I didn't want you to be under so much pressure that you just couldn't handle the rest of the questions, which is only one. But are you still good? Are you ready to do this last question?
Yeah, after a few deep breaths.
Man, that just touches my heart. Okay, now here's the thing. I'm actually have one hand on this because it's literally.
What's going on over there?
They're really falling off. I've got one hand over here. Oh, this is I gotta have my face in it because I have to. All right. Here we go. Would you rather have X-ray vision but only on people you find unattractive, or everyone else has X-ray vision but only of you?
I would say probably X-ray vision for me on people that are unattractive, because then that gives me the control. And if, I don't have to stare at them, so I could see them, but then instantly look away, unless it's a horrible beast of a person, I guess. And then maybe that becomes something of interest. There could be a story there. But at least that way I know that, somebody isn't staring at me in a weird way, because maybe there's some days that I'm a beast of a person, and
But who really decides who's unattractive?
Well, if you're using X-ray vision, you're gonna see skeletons and organs, and all of us are the same on the inside.
I'm not. I only have, we're not going to get into that. That's for the anatomy.
I don't want to know about your missing kidney, okay?
Nobody does. Not only fans. Did not do well in
the
movie.
We're all the same except,
one boob is smaller than the other one.
That's always the case, though.
No, I'm talking smaller, like almost nothing.
Oh, my God.
So I would know that because I have the X-ray vision.
That's what I'm saying. Like, ooh. A cup, double D cup. That's what I'm saying. It's awkward for everybody. Yeah.
Merritt, you have X-ray vision? Do you have X-ray vision right now?
Oh, geez.
As much as I can, yes.
I feel like I can see through your eye pupils, like, into your soul. If you look at his eyes.
Into the windows of your soul.
Can you see my furry spreadsheet?
Oh, yeah.
I can, but I can see your soul.
It's quite furry.
Oh. I love this.
There it is.
Conversation has done us very well. I'm very, very happy with this conversation. This has been
good. We got a lot accomplished.
Good. I've missed you. Merritt, it's been good to have you on the show too. You guys need to come back as often as you would like.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
We don't really go to California because they don't allow us, but if we were, we would definitely want it in like 15 states.
We have a few doggy beds you can sleep on.
I'm good with that. Even if you didn't, just give me a small little pebble and I'll sleep on that bad boy. But no, we appreciate you guys being on the show and just taking the time to hang out with us. If you guys want to tell us just a little bit, we got to talk about this because we really haven't talked about it. Music, new music coming out. There's some other stuff coming out. There's a whole bunch of slew of stuff I'm sure that you guys are doing later on, but let's talk a little bit about the new stuff that's coming out and where they can find that.
So I'm not sure exactly when this airs, but we are just about to release a music video for a song called Possess Me. And that will come out with the announcement of our pre-order and when the actual album date comes out, which should coincide with the tour that we have coming up. But I didn't say that. So, yeah, and we're going to be out on the road with Escape the Fate, Point North, Garzy, and Drugs out in September, October, bunch of music. We did 4 music videos. There's going to be plenty of that stuff. We're really, really stoked on this album. Let me just say that. This is the And I know everybody says this. This is the heaviest record we've ever done, dude. Like, ever.
We've heard that before. Come on.
No, but, you know, we definitely didn't play it safe. And we were very focused. Again, like I said, the concept is very across the board, pretty consistent. And I wasn't as terrified of screaming the last record. You know, I had had issues with my vocal cords and I had to have surgery. So I was really scared of screaming and pushing my voice. But this record, I just stopped giving a fuck. And I was like, you know what? It's already fucked up. I might as well just fuck it up some more. Let's go.
Yeah, had a good run. Let's make it happen. Let's go.
I know. Like, we're going to go out with a bang, aren't we? So it was like there was no safety. There was no, it was all or nothing on this. And we're very, very, very proud of it.
A really good lineup on that tour. It's a really good lineup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited. I just, this is the first time I've heard of Point North and Garzy and the
really?
Drugs. Yeah, yeah. And
I love Point North.
Everybody says that. I hadn't heard of them until they were on the bill. And then I looked them up and I was like, this is going to be a really fun tour to watch. Well, so.
Merritt, Mixie, you want to know something cool?
Yes.
Yes.
Point North, all those bands you just mentioned, Escape the Faith, Stitch Up Heart,
we're all on record coming in.
This is why you will hear of it. This is why you will hear of it. Because mainstream radio only puts out so much to kiss the label's ass. So when it comes back to me and Eric, yes, exactly. So when it comes back to us and what we've always been about, it's been about
drugs.
Putting the music that's worth putting out there and the work that y'all put into it and all the stuff. Of course, I hear y'all on Serious and stuff like that, but it's like there's new platforms, there's new ways to listen, there's new so much new cool stuff happening. So the fact that you named all those names and they're already in the playlist in rotation is really cool. Yeah. So we're on Point North. That's cool. I'm digging that. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about September in Nashville. That's gonna be a good show.
Yeah, Dad's gonna come out and party with
me. Oh, Dad's coming. Awesome. Hey, what was your dad's name again?
Scott.
I thought it was James for some reason. I don't know.
Call him James. Yeah. Everybody just calls him Mixie's dad.
Mixie's dad's coming.
Would he get offended if we called him Daddy?
Call him Daddy.
Please do.
And say it like that.
Especially after Daddy. The gummy kicks in.
Yes. Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Practice that.
All right, I'm about done with this microphone crap. Guys, so the show is in Nashville. There's a lot of tours. So wherever you're listening in the U.S., are you guys going to do a worldwide tour at all coming up, you know, tomorrow?
Tomorrow we start the moon, and then we're going to go to Mars just after that. But eventually we'll come back down to Earth.
Down to Earth. Yeah.
Mm. We're actually in Jupiter right now.
Ooh,
wow.
To be. No, I like that. That's good. It looks good.
Yeah, is that SpaceX?
SpaceX. Yep. Old Elon. Yep. Mm-hmm. But here's the show is in Nashville. There's a lot of other shows if you want to go check it out. But we care about the show on Sunday. What is that? September 7th at Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville here. So it's going to be a good show. You need to show up to there, get your tickets when they're available, and there'll be plenty of time, I promise. And if they sell out before you get them, you're lost. It sucks to be you, really. Find these guys at stitchedupheart.org, and you're still doing the Twitch stuff, right? I know you said it's been a minute, but you're still doing this that stuff, right?
Every once in a while, we prank call some people when we're feeling up for it. It's the best. Ooh. Prank calls. Oh,
yes. We need to do that.
Dude, okay. Let's do it. The next one, we just do prank calls the whole time.
Yeah, and they're just all going to be about poop.
And so the next time, because now you have the guitar player, and next time you'll get the bass player, and he's the best at prank calls.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be – so that's another reason to have you guys back. So it's going to be good. It's already been great. Now it's going to have to get even better, and it's just – I like it. It's good stuff. I enjoy it thoroughly. You know what? Just follow them on Twitch. It's just Stitched Up Heart Rock. And then the IG is Stitched Up Heart as well. That's pretty much across the board, though, right? Stitched Up Heart, pretty much –
yeah, I think the Stitched Up Heart Rock Facebook. But yeah, pretty much. Google it.
Just put on that Google and Google it.
Chat GPT it.
Yeah.
Hey. It'll be good. It'll be good. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We appreciate you. Stick around for just a minute before we let you go. We've got a couple more questions for you, but
But you didn't see the kittens.
No, we didn't see the kittens. We got to see the kittens.
All right, you have to talk to Merritt. Hold on, I'll go real fast.
Okay, here we go, Merritt.
Merritt.
Okay.
How many times did you poop today? Today, once.
Once.
He's got his beat.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm pooping now because I got a diaper on. That's how we do the show. So
yeah,
that's the thing.
Quiet, so you know.
I noticed that. You always have those cool chairs, Merritt. Mixie was sitting in one of those last time. So I think it was the Monster Energy chair. So, yep, that one. That's yep. The one. So yep. We were talking to her. The cool thing about that is our chairs have built-in toilets.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right now.
Wow, you guys really? Are living in like...
I thought you had a diaper on.
That's the future.
No, well, I took it off.
Listen, my diaper is on because my chair is full. I just haven't... So... We're gearing up to our sponsor is going to buy us some incinerators, so we're going to put the incinerators in the chair, so that way we can just press a button and it lights our butts on fire and cleans everything up and gets rid of everything. So it's good, it's fine.
It's like the opposite of a bidet, however you say that.
A bidet.
That's how I say it in Nashville.
Bidet. Oh, look at the little furry little spreadsheet.
I can do all my counting on it.
Nice. Do we have a name?
What's her name?
This is Poof.
Poof.
Poof and Floof.
That's awesome.
The other one's in the bathroom.
Oh, doing number two. I see.
That's appropriate.
Yeah, that does make sense. So that's good.
Is that cat? Is the cat in the bathroom? Is it potty trained like that cat on Meet the Parents?
Like, can it go in the toilet?
Yeah.
No, I think they would fall in. They're too small, but you can. My dad actually trained a Siamese to do that.
Well,
flush the toilet and everything.
We're going to have a conversation with your dad about that. Interesting.
We are. And it is going to be good and glorious. We're very excited about this whole conversation. So,
can you nip it? Can you milk a cat?
You can. Yeah. It doesn't end well.
I haven't tried. I feed them milk.
That's kind of the same. Yeah, just different.
I milked it.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is the conversation.
Poof.
Yeah. Good stuff. I enjoy it.
I love that name.
I was really creative. One of them was really floofy, and I was like, "You're floof," and then you're poof. And
poof.
Just how it went.
Actually, turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it. It's good stuff. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you being on the show, and you know, we'll keep in touch. And this show will be out soon. So if you're watching it now, obviously it's out. And this was this is live. It's all live.
No, it's the future.
We do is live. We're live.
Anyway. And on that note,
thank you, guys. If you need to know more, stitchedupheart.org. And also rockheshow.com has all the information. We are everywhere. Any podcasting platform that you like, we're on. You can find all of the links in our bio. Hard Rock is also, there's a link in there. Listen to that. It's free. There's some pre-roll commercials, which means there's probably two or three when you first start the stream. But other than that, it's commercial free. Sounds great. Enjoy it. Tell a friend and look for Stitched Up Hard on there as well. So that's all we got for this show. Thank you again for hanging out with us. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you again next time on Rockcast with Eric and Parker. See ya.